Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from a... If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or... Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, we can't hear you so well.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi, I can't hear you at Maxima. Hi, we can't hear you so well.
Okay. There's really nothing that I can do about it. Most times
okay,
they'll just
solve
themselves. It's got to be the signal that we've gotten on. Great.
Okay,
are you calling
better.
In about your own application or someone else's?
No, we're calling about someone else. My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. And I'm on the phone with Byron Sewell.
Yeah, the son.
The son of the patient.
Okay. And what were we looking to do today, Abigail?
We wanted to check to see where the patient is holding in the application process for home care services. If anything else needs to be done, sent in.
Sure. Well, what's the applicant's first and last name, please?
Dolores Sewell.
Well, what is the last name for Dolores you said there?
I'll spell it out for you. S-E-W-E-L-L.
And can you provide me with her date of birth, please?
It's 3-14-71.
4-15.
Oh,
No. Her date of birth is 1952.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I guess there was a confusion there before. 4-15-1952?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Oh, and then can you provide me with your mom's address with the city and the zip code as well?
All right, it's 5325. Old York Road, apartment 709, Philadelphia, PA, 19141.
Okay. Thanks so much. And, yeah, I see you here on your mom's application as an authorized representative, Byron. Can you provide me
yes.
with your last name and phone number also?
My last name is also Sewell, S-E-W-E-L-L. My phone number is 215- 910-6749.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's what we have. Oh, and then it's okay for me to access the application and discuss the case with Abigail on the line here with you this afternoon. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, would you mind if I place John on brief hold while I access your mom's application and find out where we are in the process for her case?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so just take a moment, and then I'll return to the line and share with you guys what I find. And, of course, we won't speak with anyone about your mom's application without her written or verbal permission, which you're listed. So give me just a moment. I'll be back to share with you guys what I find then. Thank you.
She tried to call me while I was on the phone. My mom, I don't know what's going on.
Yes, hi.
Okay.
Yes, thanks once again.
We're talking about it now.
I was
okay,
able to access the application here, and it shows that if that is
sorry,
on
I can't
our end.
Hear so well.
It?
There's a lot of noise in the background.
Oh, it's not
go
on
ahead.
My end, Abigail.
Yeah, I know.
That was me. Go ahead.
You couldn't hear me. Yeah. Okay. I'll go ahead. The status is completed, and the county's got the application under reconsideration. So we're just waiting on
okay.
the county to restore the funding services now. But the status hasn't changed here on our end. We still have a completed application.
Okay, fine. So now we're just waiting for the county.
That's it. You got it.
Okay. Fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course. No problem. I'm glad to check, and thank you for allowing me the time to look into the matter for you guys here. Did either of you have any other questions about the case while I have it in front of me for Mrs. Sue?
No, I'm good.
All right.
No,
hey,
thank you.
I appreciate your time this afternoon. No problem. And thanks for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Did you have time for a survey or no?
That's okay. No. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great afternoon, guys. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.